Good morning and Merry Christmas. Today is the feast of the Holy Family. The word family comes from Latin word means famulus. Famulus, which means servant. Therefore, family means servant. Why we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family and not the feast of the perfect family? Because there is no perfect family in this world. It's called the Holy Family. Holy Family doesn't mean perfect. Even the Holy Family experience great storms in their lives. From the angel Gabriel's annunciation to Mary, to be the Mother of God, to the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Family experienced crises, challenges, and frustrations. In today's Gospel, we hear from Saint Joseph, the righteous man who knew how to listen, how to obey the instruction of the Lord's angel. Joseph took Jesus and Mary to Egypt and later brought them back to the land of Israel after the death of King Herod. There would be more peace in our lives if we could only really listen to the Lord and obey His instructions. We need listening and obeying the Lord, like Saint Joseph. In my own reflection, there are three important things to be a holy family, like the family of Saint Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. First, close to God. Can you repeat the first point? Close to God. It begins with a faithful relationship with God through prayers and devotions. Prayer is communion. Prayer is a communication with God. We need to communicate God. Power is a connection. We need to be connected to our Lord Jesus Christ. If God is not the center of family life, the family is not close to God. What makes a family close to God? It is the real presence of God. What makes a family not close to God? It's God's absence. Look at Saint Joseph and Mary, very close to God. The first point, close to God. Second point, close to each other. Loving, forgiving, honor, reverence, and respect for all family members means closeness to one another. A healthy relationship within the family members means unity. So in order to be a holy family, we need to close to each other. Third and final point, in order to be a holy family, close to God's people. What's the first point? Close to God. Second, close to each other. And the last point, close to God's people. A family must be connected to a life of prayer. This includes participation in the sacramental life of the church. The family that prays together remains united. We need to be close to God's people. Being a holy family must be close to God, close to each other, close to God's people. Some families are close to God, but they are not close to each other. Some families are close to God and to each other, but they are not close to God's people. And it might happen that some families are close to God's people and each other, but they are not close to God. My dear sisters and brothers, I have one question for reflection. How's your family? Close to God's people? Close to each other? Are close to God.